Nolte, Support for Gun Control Plummets with Young People, Hispanics. By John Nolte on May 9, 2021. Last week, Breitbart News reported on a poll from the far-left Washington Post showing a sharp overall decrease in public support for new and more stringent gun control laws. A deeper look inside the poll shows something even more amazing. The sharpest drop came from young people. In April of 2018, 65% of those aged 18 to 29 said they supported new gun control laws, specifically red flag laws and a limit on magazine capacity. Some 3 years later, that number plummeted 20 full points to just 45%. More, emphasis added. The preference for enacting new gun laws aimed at reducing firearm violence has dropped by 7% overall since the last corresponding survey was conducted in April 2018. Percentage drops were seen in nearly every demographic divide. In that time period, 20% of Hispanics pulled back from supporting new gun laws, falling to 50%. An increase in rural Americans also now say they want no new gun restrictions, down 17 points to 30%. Should we believe this poll? After all, most polls are fake, especially when they come from discredited outlets like the Washington Post. Well, I'm inclined to believe fake media polls when the results oppose whatever propaganda the media are pushing. And as we have seen over the past few months, one narrative the fake media have been pushing is gun control. Shooting after shooting, but only if the shooter is a white guy, has been amplified into promoting his fraudulent see Joe Biden's gun-grabbing cause. So, yes, I believe this poll because it's a poll we all know the frauds at the Washington Post were loath to release. We should also assume every trick possible was played to rig the poll. So the news for those of us who support Second Amendment civil rights is probably better than the poll suggests. Another question, then, is why? Why are young people, and Hispanics, turning against gun control all of a sudden? Well, lots of reasons. The first is all the violence in the streets at the hands of the domestic terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter. No sane person can look at this government-approved mob action and come to the conclusion that further restrictions on a person's God-given right to defend themselves is a sane idea. When you watch swarms of Democrat brown shirts attacking innocent people like something out of a zombie movie, the need for a high-capacity magazine comes into full focus. Also key is my use of the phrase government-sanctioned. Everyone knows the Democrat Party approves of and supports these riots, especially at the local level where the de facto legalization of domestic terrorism is taking place as local and state Democrats refuse to prosecute these marauders. What's more, as more and more time passes, these terrorists become more and more emboldened. This means the future is uncertain and could be one where the terrorists move into residential neighborhoods, maybe even rural America. Good luck with that. In an environment where violent left-wing fascists are given free rein to burn, loot, and murder, you want to be armed to the teeth. Another factor might be simple rebellion. Young Americans, God bless them, are naturally wired to rebel against the establishment, and over the last few years, especially as the corporate media have come out of the closet as full-blown leftists, it's increasingly clear that the establishment, media, academia, government, tech, corporations, entertainment, is made up of only one ideology, and young people are going to rebel against that. Also, don't underestimate young people's revulsion towards all things woketard, and everything associated with woketards, which definitely includes gun control. Woketardery is anti-human nature, and young people have the most to lose if this fascist ideology is allowed to define the future. Finally, there's alternative media now. We're every bit as powerful as the corporate media. This means that young, tech-savvy adults interested in the truth can actually find it. And now that everyone knows outlets like the Washington Post, New York Times, TNLL, PBS, NPR, NBC News, etc., are propagandists who lie more often than not, more and more young people are undoubtedly looking around for alternative arguments and points of view, which they can find all over the internet. A good example is Breitbart's own award-winning A.W.R. Hawkins, whose coverage of this issue is detailed, knowledgeable, filled with context, and accurate. The truth really is out there. Polls like this one are why I don't allow the fake media to gaslight me into despair, into believing I'm vastly outnumbered. We are not. We just need to keep telling the truth, keep making our arguments, and keep the faith. This is still America. The only places that are no longer America are the cities where Democrats run and ruin everything. Elsewhere, especially in rural America, everything's better than fine. It's normal, nice, clean, safe, free of racial tensions, and sane.